Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 15th, 2024. And we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Ukrainian messaging service offering support to women in conflict zones secures funding to expand reach. FemSMS, a messaging service supporting women in conflict zones, has secured funding to expand its reach. Launched in Ukraine in 2022, the project has provided critical resources to over 900 women with trauma-informed messages. With renewed support for the next 18 months, led by Dr. Kristen Ali Eglinton, FemSMS will conduct research to create a special app for sharing well-being and safety information in wartime Ukraine. The funding will enable the service to reach at least 5,000 women and vulnerable community members, focusing on those impacted by gender-based violence and forced displacement. Project Kesher CEO Karen Gershon emphasizes the importance of this funding in providing mental well-being support for women in conflict zones. Footage Foundation, the nonprofit behind FemSMS, envisions the service becoming a central hub for vital information, fostering community engagement, and providing support to those affected by conflict.
The government of Aragon promotes the way of the Holy Grail in Europe. The government of Aragon, in collaboration with the cultural association, The Way of the Holy Grail, signed an agreement to promote the European cultural itinerary inspired by the Holy Grail. This agreement aims to contribute to the sustainable development, protection, and improvement of the route, which combines sites of great cultural and scenic value. The government of Aragon, responsible for land use planning, sustainable development, and tourism promotion, sees this as an important step to consolidate the European cultural route as an international reference in cultural and religious tourism. Both entities will work together on historical and artistic research, awareness and education initiatives, as well as technical and informative advice to enhance the cultural and natural heritage associated with the Holy Grail. This initiative has received support from various authorities and representatives of the tourism and cultural sector, highlighting the significance of this collaboration.
2024 Jewelry Trends: Antique Diamond Cuts. Carl Blackburn of C. Blackburn Jewelers in La Jolla reports increased interest in antique diamond cuts for engagement rings this wedding season. Couples are discussing cuts like the old European cut and French cut. Blackburn, a second-generation estate jeweler, specializes in antique cut diamonds, offering unique designs with hand mill graining and hand engraving. Types of antique cuts include the old European cut, old mine cut, old French cut, rose cut, jubilee cut, and antique single cut. The most popular is the old European cut for its romantic sparkle. San Diego couples can visit Blackburn's store for custom-made antique diamond cut rings, while sellers can receive a free market appraisal and cash offer for their antique jewelry.
Opus Virtual Offices steps up to support Houston residents after Hurricane Beryl. Opus Virtual Offices is stepping up to support the Houston community in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl by providing 30 days of unlimited telephony service at no cost to businesses forced to close. CEO Yori Galel expressed the company's commitment to helping businesses remain operational and individuals stay connected during this critical recovery period. Opus Virtual Offices, known for their complete office services at a low monthly rate, is offering support to Houston residents in need. With over 650 locations in the U.S. and Canada, Opus Virtual Offices is dedicated to helping Houston rebuild and recover without the burden of excessive overhead expenses.
Tovar Contracting expands expert flooring installation services to Monterey and Salinas. Tovar Contracting, a leader in the flooring and tile industry, is expanding its expert flooring installation services to Monterey and Salinas, CA. Offering stone tile, laminate, vinyl, and more, Tovar Contracting is Tovar Contracting ensures quality and customer satisfaction. With a diverse portfolio, including luxury vinyl tile, hardwood, and carpet, every customer can find the perfect flooring solution. Owner Rudy Tovar expressed excitement for the expansion, aiming to provide superior craftsmanship and outstanding service. Their team of skilled professionals offers a range of services, from stone tile flooring to commercial flooring installations. Tovar Contracting's commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart in the industry, delivering personalized solutions that enhance the beauty and functionality of any space. Salinas welcomes Torrente Property Management's expert residential and commercial services. Torrente Property Management, a leading name in premium property management services, proudly announces its expansion into Salinas, California. With a proven track record in Monterey, the company is committed to providing unparalleled property management solutions in the Salinas area. Offering a full spectrum of services for residential and commercial properties, Torrente Property Management ensures properties are well-maintained and tenants are satisfied. Owner Aurelia Torrente expressed enthusiasm for the expansion, highlighting the company's dedication to community development. Property owners in Salinas can now benefit from Torrente Property Management's personalized solutions designed to enhance property value and tenant satisfaction. With a focus on excellence and community growth, Torrente Property Management is set to make a positive impact on the Salinas real estate market.
Pro Paint and Finish now scheduling fall 2024 interior projects in Goshen, IN. Pro Paint and Finish is now scheduling fall 2024 interior projects in Goshen, Indiana. As the autumn season approaches, residents and business owners can enhance their spaces with expert services such as painting, drywall repair, and custom finishes. With a team of highly skilled professionals, personalized services, and cost-effective project management, Pro Paint and Finish guarantees top-notch craftsmanship. Owner Adib Kupti emphasizes the importance of transforming spaces into warm, welcoming environments perfect for the upcoming season. By booking early, clients can enjoy a seamless remodeling experience tailored to their vision. Contact Pro Paint and Finish at 574-596-3072 or visit propaintfinish.com to reserve a slot for fall 2024 and bring your dream space to life.
Debug Pest Control expands to New London County. Debug Pest Control, a locally owned and family-owned leader in pest management, has expanded to the New London County area with the opening of a new branch in Niantic. With a dedicated team of 10 skilled professionals, the Niantic branch will offer expert solutions in termite control, rodent control, bed bug control, mosquito control, and general pest control. Known for their motto, Trust Debug, the company is committed to delivering reliable and effective pest management services for residential and commercial clients. President Bill Horgan expressed excitement about providing personalized services to the community, ensuring a safe and pest-free environment. For more information, visit www.debugpestcontrol.com or contact the Niantic office at 860-437-7378.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.